There's a new political landscape in Massachusetts this morning. That's because of two announcements yesterday. One from longtime Congressman John Oliver, who said he'll retire at the end of his term. That decision will likely affect the state's redistricting process. The second is Democrat Alan Casey's expected announcement today that he's dropping his bid to run against Republican incumbent U.S. Senator Scott Brown. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tones has more on Casey's decision to leave the crowded field of Democratic candidates.
When Alan Casey entered the Democratic race to take on Senator Scott Brown, he started strong. He was the only candidate with name recognition since he'd run for the job before. Once again, he tried to position himself as a pragmatic idealist, the outsider who refused to take money from political action committees and co-founded City Year, a national service agency that's put thousands of young people to work. As a candidate, Casey tried to reach middle and working class voters concerned about their economic futures.
I've heard from many people who are concerned that opportunity is drying up, that the American dream is in trouble, and the system is failing too many Americans.
By the summer, people were talking about Casey as the Democratic frontrunner. But then, consumer advocate Elizabeth Warren jumped into the race. Here was the Harvard professor who educated the president, if not the nation, about bankruptcy and predatory lending. She was a national crusader against policies and regulations that she says favor banks over real people. All eyes and checkbooks focused on her.
Well, there's clearly Democratic-based establishment groups that have decided who their candidate is.
This is Alan Casey in an interview with WCVB Television. He criticized Warren for taking money from political action committees.
I'm not their candidate. They don't have any strings on me. I'm the underdog in this race, but you know what? I'm running to represent the underdogs.
Elizabeth Warren raised more than $3 million in about 6 weeks. That's more than twice what Casey collected all year. Casey's spokesman, Scott Fersen, says Warren made it difficult to raise money and attract supporters, so Casey decided the campaign was unsustainable.
Elizabeth Warren clearly struck a chord with the electorate in general and with primary voters and people who vote in Democratic primaries in specific. You know, that's just an honest reading of where people are.
Alan Casey will make a formal announcement today. In addition to Elizabeth Warren, his departure leaves four other Democrats. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.